This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this working day of March 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. The Democrats are getting upset with the Republicans over being unwilling to deal with Ukraine to provide more funding unless they take care of the border, which is obviously the right way to act. If you look at reader-supported news, however, you find Republican Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, urged by Democrats and veterans to hold a vote on the Senate package. They're getting desperate. In the military, we have a great expression, said Mike Sherrill, a House Democrat from New Jersey, former Navy chopper pilot. Lead follower, get out of the way. That's what our Speaker has to do. Frankly, he is leading. To get the border secure, what could be more important? Last month, Senate Democrats and Republicans passed a $95 billion for an aid package covering Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. That's the Senate. But the fact is that Democrats who spoke Wednesday faced vocal competition from protesters with Code Pink Women for Peace, opposing funding for Israel in its war against Hamas. On Ukraine policy, House Republicans have proven more obstructive than media. Benjamin, the Code Pink co-founder, was able to be at the Capitol. But this is the right thing to do. We have to secure the border. Meanwhile, I suppose this is not surprising, McCran allies liken him to Churchill for suggesting sending troops from NATO into Ukraine. This is ludicrous. Strategy for assisting Kiev goes to symbolic vote. The French president will force Le Pen's party to clarify stance. Le Pen has enjoyed a massive lead over Macron, and I think a story we're going to encounter subsequently about his marriage are going to make his situation considerably worse. Macron's allies, meanwhile, have likened the French president Winston Churchill in the face of Hitler for his plan to put boots on the ground in Ukraine. The opposition, however, accused Macron of cynically exploiting the Ukraine conflict for short-term electoral gain. No doubt about it. The comparison with Britain's wartime leader came as Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukrainian president, assured France that your children are not going to die in Ukraine as long as his country holds out. Macron's controversial comments that nothing should be ruled out when it came to dispatching Western ground troops to Ukraine did not mean the French army was going to intervene in Ukraine. We're only talking about training in various areas. Right, of course. Meanwhile, Putin has warned that Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty is threatened. Here's a very sobering interview.
Now we can selectively eliminate cancer causing
yes,
proteins
once
inside
we
the cells
get past,
and leave the healthy cells.
Are we ready for a nuclear war, he's asked? Vladimir Putin replies. From a military technical point of view, we are prepared, of course. The troops are constantly in a state of combat readiness. This is for second. This is also a generally accepted thing. Our nuclear triad is more modern than any other triad. And only we and the Americans have such a triad. We have made much more progress here. Ours is more modern with all the nuclear components. This does not mean we should compete by the number of carriers and warheads, but we need to be aware of this. And those who need it, I repeat, experts, specialists, military, they know this well. They're now setting the task of increasing the modernity, novelty, and they have corresponding plans. We know this, too. They're developing all their components, and so are we. But this does not mean that, in my opinion, they are ready to start the nuclear war tomorrow. If they want to, what shall we do? We are ready. I believe it. Putin speaks the truth. Unlike American officials, you can virtually be guaranteed, you know, they're lying because their lips are moving. Meanwhile, the F-35, most expensive aircraft of all time, has been cleared for full rate production. The Defense Department said Tuesday it's officially made its long-awaited decision to move forward with full rate production of F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. William LaPlante, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment, signed a memo approving a milestone C decision in full rate production. Earlier in the day, the Pentagon said in a statement, the Defense Acquisition Board, which LaPlante chairs, met on March 7th to consider whether to move the plane into full rate production. These planes are just fantastically expensive. I'm looking for a report here about the cost of the F-35. It is fantastic. I will see if I can pull it up right now. The joint plans, the Air Force variant has an average flyaway cost of $82.5 million. That was for the jets 15th, 16th, and 17th production lots to be delivered this year, next, and the year after. How's about that? $82.5 million per plane. Meanwhile, Israel is now declaring it's going to relocate the civilians before it undertakes its offensive in Rafah. It should not be undertaking any offensive in Rafah whatsoever. Displaced Palestinians will have to be on the move again, this time to humanitarian islands. They will not be allowed to return, mind you, in violation of international law. Israel plans to relocate a large portion of 1.4 million sheltering in Rafah to protect them from its anticipated major offensive in the southern Gaza city as it pursues Hamas militants, Israeli Defense Chief spokesman said Wednesday. We need to make sure that 1.4 million, at least a significant percentage, will move where? To humanitarian islands that we will create with the international community, said Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari at a press briefing. Humanitarian islands? The U.S., its allied and multiple aid organizations have warned of a humanitarian catastrophe if Israel invades Rafah, where more than 60% of Gazans are now located, the majority refugees from other parts of the territory trying to escape the war. Israel says it must destroy 4 Hamas battalions in Rafah to complete its mission of crushing the militant group, but of course its real assignment is slaughtering Palestinians, young and old, male, female, every age description. You've heard the claim about the U.S. building a pier.
During a State of the Union last week, President Biden announced an emergency mission to build a pier capable of receiving humanitarian aid for Gaza. This mission will be overseen by U.S. Central Command and conducted by the Army 7th Transportation Brigade and supporting forces, with the goal of having the pier up and running in about 60 days. So, how do you build a pier over water? The idea is to utilize the military's Joint Logistics Over the Shore, or JLOTS, capability, a process in which the Army and Navy work together to offload equipment directly from ship to shore without touching land. This particular mission calls for a floating pier, an approximately 1,800-foot-long causeway that will be attached to the shore, and a group of logistic support vessels and barges that will transport aid from the pier to the causeway. Once the aid reaches the two-lane causeway, it can be transported to the land and distributed to Gaza. In short, the military will build a pier and road at sea in order to not put a U.S. boot on the ground. And that is how it works.
Except the U.S. has already put boots on the ground. We know that. Here's a Department of State press conference clipping I received from Keith Rogers shortly before the show, where the spokesperson doesn't want to answer the question. Get this.
How much money went from USAID to this, to the work at Wuhan and to their collaborator, Ralph Barrick, at the University of North Carolina, to collect and make coronaviruses that are weaponized, more deadly?
So I, first of all, reject the implicit accusation in that question, and I do not have at my finger. I do not have at my fingertips the particular details of USAID.
Are you saying for certain that no USAID money went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology?
Go ahead.
Joe, please tell me.
I am happy to take questions from those in this audience. I'm happy to answer them. I appreciate that they treat every person in this room, including myself, respectfully. I call on you. I'm now calling on someone else. Go ahead.
Me respectfully, please tell me, what are you denying?
Go ahead.
What
please.
Is your denial? It's a non-denial denial.
Liar, liar, hands on fire once again. I think that the question was extremely good, very well phrased, and obviously did not want to answer it. Well, Macron may be hailed as a Winston Churchill of his time by his allies, but he's got a serious problem. Candace Owen is exposing France's First Lady is actually a man. Gee, does that sound familiar? We still have to navigate the ads, of course, but here she is.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I decided to start this episode by showing you guys some photos from my childhood. Take a look. This is me with my granddad. How sweet. Aw. I was probably just 4 years old in this picture. Here's another one. This is me and my two sisters. Looks like about 9 years old in this picture. And yes, look at that flannel. So fly. Love it. And then this photo, definitely from middle school. I don't know what I'm doing there until I have braces. That's why I know it's middle school. There's randomly Snicker bars on the bed. Definitely like that as a treat. Now, why am I showing you guys these photos? Well, it's not because I'm feeling sentimental today. It's because I wanted to demonstrate how easy it would be for Brigitte Macron to debunk the quote-unquote conspiracy theory that she lived as a man for 30 years. That's how easy it is, folks. That's all it is. We just want to see a photo from your first 30 years. Can you just show us one or two? That's what we have for you coming up first. Later on in the show, we're going to dive back into Rabbi Shmuley. He's not done threatening me. This time he says he wants to bankrupt me. Yeah, that is totally holy behavior. Not all that and more today coming up on Candace Owens.
Candace is really reeling in a whopper here. She's doing a lot with the story. There's a media meltdown in France over this issue. Just one story after another, after another, after another. Here are a dozen different cases where it's creating chaos in France. Now, we have, of course, a parallel situation here. Get this. Big Mike is coming. It's becoming pretty clear that Sleepy Joe is about to get the heave-ho. He's served out his usefulness. He's becoming an obvious liability. There's only so much that can be done to cover up the fact that he's not all there. And that's why they're laying the groundwork for someone new to be there. To grip a line from the opening of the producer's Broadway show about You Know Who, where could that man be? Where, oh, where is he? We looked around and then we found the man for you and me. Enter Becoming Michelle, the other Obama's interestingly titled autobiography. Will this person become the one who goes to the WWF ring to smash the orange man over the head with a chair? Will orange man recover and put Michelle in the camel clutch and make her or him humble, her the Iron Sheik? All of that remains unknown. But what can be foreseen with an increasing degree of certainty is that the person Barack Obama's brother publicly styles Big Mike is coming, and probably soon. Because we're now at the point that sleepy and angry Joe might do something irrecoverable in public. such as dropping number two in his pants while standing at the podium, a silly smile spreading across his face as the load wetly and unmistakably migrates down the side of his pants leg. This happens to 81-year-olds with dementia, Alzheimer, and Sleepy Joe is on his way to 82. It's remarkable, isn't it, that the same left that makes every excuse imaginable for this derelict is the same left that wanted the country Ronald Reagan, warned the country Ronald Reagan was too old to run for office back in 1979. Reagan was in his late 60s at the time. Of course, this is another time, and 80 seemed to be the new 60. Orange Man is not far from 80 and would be as old as Sleepy Joe is today at the end of his next presidency, assuming he's allowed to win the office. There are multiple ways for the left to prevent that from happening, as happened last time. This time, it probably won't be COVID that provides the excuse for the left to turn Election Day into election months. Martial law, on account of terrorism, might enable the left, which has deliberately flooded the country with millions of God knows who they are people from who knows where they came from, to dispense with having an election at all. It may well prove to be exactly why the left has purposely left the border wide open for the past 3, going on 4 years now. It certainly hopes it will alter the course of future elections once the American people have been replaced by these new people. It could also be a war, several of which the left is already enmeshed us in. Any of them could be expanded to suit, and just in the nick of time, too. But if there is an election, the left has got a problem. It is essentially the same problem that cropped up toward the latter days of what was the old Soviet Union. By this time, which was the mid-1980s, the Soviet Union was presided over by a senile old man named Leonid Brezhnev, who could barely summon the energy to wave to the crowds from atop Lenin's mausoleum. Brezhnev was just 76, younger than Orange Man is now, when he finally toppled over in 1982. Brezhnev became a kind of a living, just barely symbol of the decrepitude of the Soviet ruling elite. It is fascinating that as the United States had become very much like the Soviet Union was toward its end, the almost dead hand of similar gerontocracy weighs heavily upon it, too. Glitching Mitch McConnell, age 82, Nancy Pelosi, age 84, Hillary Clinton, age 77, a year older than Brezhnev when he toppled over. The recently departed Dianne Feinstein, who seemed as eternal as Lenin's court, was 91 when she toppled. It literally can't go on for much longer. Because these geriatrics who comprise the American political bureau can't. Big Mike, on the other hand, is practically nubile at not quite 60. She represents exactly what the left needs or think it does. Not old, not white. Probably not she, but maybe. Just a person to enter the WWF ring and smash a chair over the Orange Man's head. The crowd will love it. Though America may come to regret it. Regardless, it seems evident a decision has been made to cut Sleepy Joe loose before he becomes too much of a liability. The latest evidence to support being the special counsel just issued a report about the elderly and forgetful. Those are his words. Maybe sooner than you think.
Wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Joaquin Agopian, who publishes regularly on my blog at James H. Fetzer, has a new piece today. Breaking scandals, from Boeing's whistleblower silence to human data harvesting crimes. 62-year-old John Burnett, a Boeing employee for 32 years, who from 2010 to 2017 was a quality control manager, soon turned whistleblower after he witnessed unsafe standards. Just prior to his recent death, Barnett was providing deposition testimony exposing a former employee's alleged shoddy production quality. He was recently found dead in his truck in another apparent suicided case. A press report at the Charleston County Coroner's Office claimed his cause of death to be self-inflicted gunshot wound. Cui bono? Boeing obviously has the most means and the most motive to do him in, since his damaging testimony was a growing liability to the company. Circumstantial evidence suggests he was assassinated as payback for courageously spilling the beans on the giant aviation manufacturer. 2 years after retiring from Boeing's North Charleston, South Carolina plant in April 2019, Barrett told the New York Times, I haven't seen a plane out of Charleston yet that I put my name on saying it's safe and airworthy. Then in November 2019, it disclosed to BBC that up to a quarter of the oxygen system tested at his plant on Boeing's Dreamliner 787 series were faulty should sudden decompression in a cabin require activation. He also cited at least one incident where he knew workers were using parts from scrap bins to fit planes on their production line. The rush to get orders out allegedly had Boeing cutting corners on safety. When two 737 MAX jets crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia in 2017, Barnett's whistleblowing effort had him to the press. A year and a half ago, Boeing was forced to pay out $200 million, and its then-deposed CEO Dennis Muilenburg paid out $1 million in lost lawsuit settlements for intentionally misleading Boeing shareholders. Get this. Meanwhile, Boeing employees won't fly on the planes they built.
If you love Sleepy Joe, then you do.
And of course, we got to navigate the ads.
Is just ridiculous.
Here we go. This is Jimmy Dore.
He told you about what's wrong with the Boeing company. The Boeing company got taken over by Wall Street. It used to be a great manufacturing company of aircraft. And then it got taken over by the vultures on Wall Street that all they care about quarterly profits. So now their planes are being made in a very shoddy way, and they're skirting all the regulations. And that's why doors are flying off, engines are catching on fire, tires are falling off. And the people who work there are now admitting an undercover video from Al Jazeera that they wouldn't fly in the planes that they're building. You want to hear it? Here it is.
This is a Boeing factory in the U.S. state of South Carolina. Workers here in Charleston are assembling the company's flagship product, the 787 Dreamliner. But this footage reveals some have little faith in the plane they build.
Did you fly one?
No.
You won't fly one. Did you fly one of these planes?
So there, I don't know if you can hear, but we put the graphic, the copies up on the screen. It's they're asking the workers who are they're building the place, would you fly on one of these? And every one of them is saying, no, I wouldn't. The one guy said, I never thought about it, but no, I wouldn't.
Oh my God!
They're all saying it.
According to the text.
Get it? How bad is that? Meanwhile, we have the Babylon Bee capturing the situation very, very well. Boeing proudly announces its fixed malfunctioning whistleblower, Arlington, Virginia. In response to mounting public criticism of its quality standards, aerospace corporation Boeing proudly announced it has fixed its malfunctioning whistleblower. A longtime industry leader in commercial aircraft manufacturing, having in hot water following a string of highly publicized malfunctions and accidents involving its planes, leaving the company desperate to find a solution to its problems. That should take care of everything, a Boeing spokesman said. After extensive investigation into recent engineering and design quality issues, we determined that many of these problems could be traced back to this whistleblower. We are proud to announce that we have, in fact, fixed the whistleblower permanently. Following the decisive action taken to resolve its whistleblower issue, Boeing expressed confidence it'll be smooth sailing moving forward. We don't foresee any more problems, the spokesman said. Everyone here at Boeing feels much safer now.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
I look at all the lonely people. I look at all the lonely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, there was no bump in the polls for Biden following his State of the Union, described as a tour de force by some. Biden's poll numbers remain in the gutter following his much-ballyhooed State of the Union address, according to two new polls. Many pundits expect Biden to see at least a modest bump in the polls as he managed to get through the speech without any major gaps. But the Harris-X State of the Union poll released Monday and a USA Today Suffolk survey published Wednesday show otherwise. Only 37% of voters approved of Biden's handling of the country in the aftermath of his address, according to the Harris-X poll, while a mere 33% of voters said the speech positively impacted their view of Biden in the U.S. survey, according to a New York Post report. Following the address, Democrats had heaped praise on Biden for his feisty effort to rally the base. Nancy Pelosi called it a masterclass, vigorously presenting his bold vision of progress and possibilities for all of America's families. MSNBC's Morning Joe. Gosh, that Biden speech was a tour de force that exposed the Republicans as being on the wrong side of history, the wrong side of polls, the wrong side of politics, and the wrong side of decency, all of which, without any doubt, apply far more accurately to their party than to Trump's. Meanwhile, the House has passed an historic immigration bill. You won't believe how many Democrats have voted against it. Us as Democrats have screamed about needing unity in the country to protect democracy and work toward betterment of all people. Illegal immigrants have swarmed into the U.S. under the Biden admin. His Democrat cronies have supported this illegal effort with fervor. The surge has harmed Americans through increased illicit drug flows, sending social services in big cities to the breaking point, overflowing their medical capacities, and violent crimes that caused American deaths. Republicans put forth legislation to stem criminal acts caused by this surge of people who shouldn't be in the country. The action passed in the House, but not without a majority of leftist Democrats standing boldly in opposition to protecting Americans. From the Daily Wire, 170 House Democrats just voted against the Lake and Riley Act, refusing to require the detention and deportation of illegal immigrants who've been caught committing crimes. Speaker Mike Johnson boasted to X, sadly, if these Democrats have their way, there will be more victims like Lake and Riley. You can count on that. Meanwhile, Joe Rogan has turned to the right. Politically, the Spotify podcaster is hard to read. He publicly refused to invite Donald Trump onto the Joe Rogan Experience. It's been anyone's guess how he'd vote on Election Day. He doesn't fit a social conservative mold either. His mouth is too foul. He happily shares his love of weed with his large flock. Yet, his Spotify showcase has become a crucial cog in the conservative culture wars. The UFC's announced fighting experience may come in handy as a result. The press, which loathed him already, can't be pleased by his transformation. Rogan has been helping his conservative cause for some time. Few entertainers shared their COVID-19 vax mandate worries as vocally as Rogan. Not many have promoted free speech like the ex-Fear Factor host does. Plus, he's been skewering the press' hard-left biases sans reservation. He's been pushing his right-leaning activism in fresh directions. It's one thing to invite COVID-19 skeptics on a program, a la Dr. Robert Malone and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's something else to see Rogan chatting up conservative culture warriors like Riley Gaines and Christopher Rufo. Both Gracie Experience Studio in recent days, spending 2+ hours with Rogan on issues near and dear to most conservatives' hearts. Good for Joe. Meanwhile, he's made a shocking Biden revelation revealing the real leader of the country. Comedian and popular broadcaster Joe Rogan talked about Biden in the upcoming election. Video of his comments has gone viral. He shocked some by discussing who he'd vote for this year, revealing who's really running the country. From the post-millennial, "I'd vote for Trump before I'd vote for Biden," he said, "just because I think Biden, he's gone. Like, you know, he's gone. So you're going to be relying on his cabinet. And I knew his cabinet would be this effing sideshow of diversity," which is exactly what it is. You can't have those kind of people running a Ben and Jerry's. You certainly can't have those kind of people running the effing most powerful government in the world has ever known. It's nuts. It's nuts. Good for him. Meanwhile, Jill Biden's scandal rocks D.C. White House insider exposes stunning work husband allegations. In other words, that Jill has been doing most of the work that's supposed to be done by Joe. a former top Biden aide is blowing the whistle on Jill Biden's work husband. As it turns out, the high-ranking Biden official has been up to no good from Fox. The reported action of a top White House official, including allegation of longtime bullying and verbal sexual harassment of staff, are accurate. A former top Biden aide told Fox News Digital has said the claims could trigger an internal investigation. On Tuesday, the New York Post reported that First Lady Jill Biden's top aide, Anthony Bernal, who is openly gay, has a history of questionable work conduct, but is deemed untouchable because she views him as her work husband. How about that? Something you didn't know. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. reveals his top two picks for a running mate. According to PJ Newsletter, these are hilarious names. I'm not so sure. Kennedy enjoys a much higher favorability rating than either Biden or Trump. He seemed to be growing in popularity. Some have speculated Trump would be wise to pick him as his running mate. It is unknown if that would happen. But he recently discussed possible running mates of his own. Here are names you're not expecting. From Daily Caller, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy is considering both New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former professional wrestler and Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to be his running mate, according to the New York Times. Kennedy, reportedly still considering options for his shortlist, approached Rodgers and Ventura with the idea, and both were open to it, the New York Times reported. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers is being hassled. We have one report that Aaron, maybe because of the interest in RFK Jr., Aaron Rodgers made past claims that the Sandy Hook shooting was fake, meaning he's actually been paying attention, maybe even read my book. Jack quarterback and potential vice president candidate Aaron Rodgers reportedly questioned the validity of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting in separate conversation with two people, one of which took place in 2013. According to a CNN report published Wednesday, Rodgers, floated as a possible running mate by RFK Jr., shared the controversial comments in private conversation, going one with CNN journalist Pamela Brown during the Kentucky Derby. Meanwhile, he has taken it back, no doubt finding the hassle is just too great, because now we have a new report. Aaron Rodgers says Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. In wake-up report, he believed in conspiracy theory. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers said Thursday, he believes what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy, and he did not believe that the events did not take place. Well, of course, something took place. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. You could surely describe that as an absolute tragedy or a farce. Rodgers made this statement on social media a day after a report from CNN detailing two accounts of people who said they heard Rodgers tell them the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting was a conspiracy staged by the government, which 100% I guarantee you it was. Been there, done that. I've been in contact with participants in the event for over 2 years. They've given me additional details. For example, when I published a book, Nobody Died at Sandy Hook in 2015, with 13 contributors, including 6 PhDs, we conclude this school had been closed by 2008, that there were no students or teachers there, and of course that had been a FEMA drill for which we even had the manual, which I published in Appendix A. I learned from them the school actually was closed in 2006, that it wasn't even an elementary school, it was a special needs school, and that Eric Holder, Attorney General, had come to Newtown and offered the community $114 million to participate in the scam, which was supposed to illustrate for the American people what might happen if they don't take guns away from us in violation of the Second Amendment. I've added links here to what happened at Sandy Hook, for example. a presentation that I gave at my 2020 false 2020 false flag conspiracies conference.
Shootings, all kinds of fakery. We had a cavalcade of subsequent events, not just Sandy Hook, where this modernization act occurred just in time to bring us Sandy Hook, but the Boston bombing, Orlando and Dallas, Charlottesville, Parkland, Las Vegas. Different speakers will address many of those things. But
Meanwhile, I published books on most of those, which six of which have been banned by Amazon.com, not because I got anything wrong. In fact, Nobody Died was sold nearly 500 copies in less than a month. That's a runaway bestseller. You want books like that if you're a book dealer, but if you're acting as an agent of the state to circumvent First Amendment, if they're asking you to suppress books because they don't want the public to know, you can do that and then claim that it was just an action you took. On what ground? I was never given any explanation for why they canceled my book. Meanwhile, we have the latest Sandy Hook sob story, which I explained on a David Zulbeck Awake Nation, where I go into these matters in some detail.
Well, we have Dr. James Fetzer with us, so let us bring him on in. Hey, Dr. Fetzer, how are you?
Hey, David, I lost track of an hour, a whole hour. I have no idea where it went. It just disappeared like that.
Yeah, because I'm looking for your little presentation, which you normally send me, and I said, I don't see anything. So, yeah, it's okay. All right, we'll have a conversation. So how are you? What's happening in your world right now?
The legislature actually agreed to do back in 2013 is a way of concealing the commission of crimes. In other words, it actually promotes the occurrence of crimes. And it makes it more difficult to sort out what's going on. They actually included a few photographs of their own that seem innocuous and to support the official account if you did not know better.
So what it's talking about there is Connecticut has decided not to allow public access to birth and death certificates and the like, which is going to facilitate criminal acts and made it more difficult for the public to know what's going on. Meanwhile, Rants has four different short videos that have to do with Donald Trump. Pretty interesting. Here's one. Make no mistake, Trump is a Zionist Jew. Check this out.
We're embarrassed.
If we can skip by the, here we go.
Attention bargain hunters.
Now they're doubling up. Soon they're going to triple up. You're going to have to go through three ads. Here we go.
Get this in your head. You can't vote for demented Biden in 2024, but neither should you vote for philo-Semitic Jew lover Donald Trump. Watch this and I'll be back.
My opinion, you vote for a Democrat, you're being very disloyal to Jewish people and you're being very disloyal to Israel. And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Trump is captured by the Jewish lobby. Trump is Israel's man. Voting for Trump is a vote for Israel and Jewish interests that already has America by the throat. Furthermore, who can forget Trump's warp speed COVID injections that have condemned millions to early death? Donald Trump is one wing of the Republican Democrat Jewish vulture that hovers over the nation, devouring it for Jewish and Israel's interests. This has to stop. It's why independent candidates are going to be popular during the 2024 election. Trump is not going to drain any swamp. He and his Jewish neocon and American Israel Public Affairs Committee patrons are the swamp.
Well, I don't necessarily endorse all of that, but I wanted to share it because there are four different videos on Rants that are important. They're the meritless diversity hires of the Biden admin. Multiculturalism is a weapon. Trump, the Jew president, and a samurai warning to the Jews. I do think Trump has been over backwards, and I'm very distressed by his saying to Israel to finish the job, which some have said, finish the problem. That's a really awkward sentence linguistically. Others have interpreted as he means finish a job complete the slaughter of Palestinians. I find that morally abhorrent, totally objectionable. But what are the alternatives? No Democrat is going to do any good for the United States. Meanwhile, President Trump has secured an appeal. He's got his judgment payment delayed. A Trump attorney says the document charges must be struck and dismissed compared to Biden. There, I think the case is very clear cut. Trump, as president, had declassification authority. He was keeping it. He had a standing order that any documents he took with him were automatically declassified. He was keeping them in a secure vault approved by the National Archives and the FBI. Biden, as vice president, did not have classification authority, did not have a secure vault, and did not have approval of any of those documents.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sun, I say it's all right.
Once in a four-photograph collection of photographs with Joe Biden and Donald Trump camping together, doing sorting out of produce together and the like, I'm convinced these are deep fakes. They certainly look genuine, I guarantee. they cannot be. We have a new book on the assassinated JFK, The Final Analysis, by my dear friend and colleague of 30 years, David W. Mantic, who is a leading expert on the medical evidence in the assassination of JFK. I highly recommend the book. It's available at Amazon.com. It's in a paperback. If you're going to get one book on the assassination today, this is, I think, the book you want to get. Meanwhile, Babylon B again comes through with the only 10 things Republicans and Democrats can agree upon. 1, libertarians are weird. 2, pineapple does not belong on pizza. 3, there are genders. How many? There's not as much agreement on that. 4, they're holding on pretty much every single NFL play. The refs just call it when they feel like it. 5, guys is way too expensive, even before inflation completely tanked the economy. 6, January 6th is a day. The significance of the day is up for debate. 7, toilet paper goes in the over position. People who do it under are not part of civilization. 8, everyone is happy Seth Rogen isn't having children. He's happy, we're happy, let's keep it that way. 9, bananas are bad as soon as you see the first brown spot. Nobody eats brown bananas. We're trying to have a society here. 10, Joe Biden is old. Bipartisanship really does exist. In addition to giving you notes about the new book on the assassination of JFK, where David concludes that Jack was hit 5 different times. He was hit in the back 5.5 inches below the collar, just to the right of the spinal column. He was hit in the throat by a shot the best of the windshield. Then after the limousine was brought to a halt, he was hit in the back of the head, slumped forward. Jack eased him back up, and he was hit virtually simultaneously in the right temple and from this, which was fired from the intersection of the picket fence and the triple underpass, but also from the storm drain, an upward shot. I believe he's got it right. Larry Rivera's identified the location. He's got a photograph of the view from the curbside. And while David and I had gone to the curbside before, this would have been 15, 20 years ago, David climbed down inside and believed that the angle was wrong. I think this new photograph, which Larry Rivera has created using something called Blender, whereby he's created a 3D model of Dealey Plaza that enables him to investigate any perspective from any angle. I think that would have to be the location of that shot by the right back and take your calls.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.